Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Let us listen for God's word. Moses said to the people Israel, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land flowing with streams, with springs and underground waters welling up in valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land where you may eat bread without scarcity, where you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and from whose hills you may mine copper. You shall eat your fill and bless the Lord, your God, for the good land that he has given you. Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God by failing to keep his commandments, his ordinances, and his statutes, which I am commanding you today. When you have eaten your fill and have built fine houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks have multiplied and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then do not exalt yourself, forgetting the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, an arid wasteland with poisonous snakes and scorpions. He made water flow for you from flint rock and fed you in the wilderness with manna that your ancestors did not know, to humble you and to test you, and in the end to do you good. Do not say to yourself, 'My power and the might of my own hand have gotten me this wealth.' But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your ancestors, as he is doing today." So this morning, we are bringing together two seemingly disconnected topics, Thanksgiving on the one hand and food waste on the other. If you're thinking that this is an odd combination, I will tell you I thought so too at first, but let me tell you how we got here. Several months ago, our green team decided that we wanted to join in a nationwide effort in faith communities all around our country called the Food Waste Weekend, which was designed to lift up the issue of food waste and challenge us as people of faith to find ways to reduce it. Although the official Food Waste Weekend was held back in September, due to our fall schedule, today was the first Sunday available to focus on it here. And at the time I thought, well, okay, Thanksgiving is a holiday that's all about food, right? Many of us are about to stuff ourselves silly later this week to show our gratitude for the ability to do so. Maybe there is a connection here after all. And you know what? It was a lot easier to find that connection than you might think. Thanksgiving is all about gratitude, counting our blessings, being aware of the gifts of food and shelter, family and community, love and life that we enjoy. As people of faith, Thanksgiving is also a time to remember that all of these gifts come from God, the God who created us, redeems us, and sustains us, the God by whose gracious hand we eat and love and live together in this world we call home. However, as people of faith, Thanksgiving is much more than cooking a big meal, saying a polite thank you to God, and then stuffing ourselves in preparation for a good nap. Thanksgiving is meant to be a way of life. How do we live our thankfulness, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day? Let me tell you a story. There was once an old woman who loved to knit socks. She knit the warmest, most beautiful socks of anyone else in the town where she lived. What made her socks so wonderful was that she raised her own sheep. She fed them and cared for them so that they would produce the finest wool. Then she lovingly sheared her sheep and dyed and spun her wool into skeins of soft, beautifully colored yarn. She took great pleasure in sitting by the fire in the evenings and on rainy or snowy days, combining colors, creating intricate patterns, reinforcing toes and heels so that her socks would not only be lovely to look at, but strong and comfortable to wear. A family of six, two parents and four children, lived next door to the old woman, and one day she decided that she would knit them 10 pairs of socks for a Christmas gift that year, one pair for each person, plus 4 extra pair for the kids to grow into and share. She remembered how quickly her own children went through socks at that age. As she knit, she thought of each person in the family, what colors they might like, what size they might be, and she filled her stitches with kind thoughts and prayers for their well-being. Finally, the socks were done, and the woman wrapped them up and delivered them to her neighbors. The parents and the children unwrapped them with exclamations of delight, thanking her profusely, oohing and aahing over the colors, the softness, the warmth, the thoughtfulness. Later that week, the old woman was putting out her garbage can on the front curb. She placed her trash can next to the neighbor's can, and as she turned to walk back into her house, she noticed that there on top of her neighbor's garbage were 4 of the pairs of socks she had knit and given to them just a few days ago. Imagine what she must have felt. Imagine how hollow the neighbor's gratitude must have seemed to her. All that time and effort, all of the food and water the sheep consumed to be healthy, all of the energy the sheep and the woman spent growing fleece, making wool, knitting socks, all of that care and concern wasted, unappreciated, thrown into the garbage. Is that any way to express gratitude? That, my friends, is what we Americans do every day with the food we grow and prepare, buy and consume. 40% of it, perfectly good, nutritious, edible food, ends up in the garbage, in dumpsters and landfills where it produces methane gas, a greenhouse gas 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide over the long term. If global food waste was its own country, it would be the 3rd highest emitter of greenhouse gases in the world, surpassed only by the United States and China. The average household in the United States wastes 1,000 pounds of food a year. Every day, Americans throw away enough good food to fill up the inside of the Rose Bowl. How is this possible, we wonder? Well, one preacher writes, "Think about the times that you have seen the clerk at the grocery store throwing away perfectly good food because the next shipment just arrived. Think about the farmer who grew carrots that were not as perfectly straight as the stores wanted, and so they were left on the ground. Think about the restaurant that serves you portions so huge you could never finish them. Think about the gardener who grew so many tomatoes that they wanted to give some away, but no one would take them. Think about the leftovers in your refrigerator that you got tired of and tossed in the trash. Or other food in your kitchen that looked and smelled perfectly good, but because yesterday's date was on the package, you threw it away." National Geographic magazine reports that globally we waste 2.9 trillion pounds of food every year. That's enough food to feed the world's 800 million hungry people twice over. In the U.S. alone, we have available at any given moment 4 times the amount of food that we need to feed our population here in this country. And yet 42.2 million Americans live in food insecure households, including over 13 million children. Food waste isn't just a hunger problem either. It's an environmental problem also. Food takes an incredible amount of time, energy, water, fertilizer, and land to grow before it arrives on our plates. When it is not consumed, we squander all of those precious resources along with the food itself. Think about the environmental impacts of all that wasted food. The water used to irrigate the crops was wasted. The fuel used in the tractor when it was harvested or the transportation when it was shipped to the store was wasted. The electricity in the warehouses and stores that refrigerated the food was wasted. The jars and cans and boxes that contained the food were manufactured and then wasted and thrown away. Add to that all of the labor, the time, and human energy that went into growing or packaging or manufacturing or preparing the food, all wasted. Perhaps most importantly, beyond the many alarming statistics, food waste has a moral and, I would say, a faith dimension also. How can we waste so much food so easily when so many of our citizens go hungry? How can we deprive so many people of needed nutrition and harm the environment in the process? As one author writes, we have quickly moved from a culture of responsibility in the war years, when food was truly valued out of necessity, to a culture of abundance, which allows us to waste 40% of all food produced with seemingly little concern. We are surrounded by vast quantities of food everywhere we go. It is available at all hours, and it is perfect in size, shape, freshness, and appearance. We skip over items with the slightest imperfection, even though those items are still perfectly good and full of nutrition. Retailers continually cull items from shelves, while consumers, confused by the meaning of the date labels, are quick to discard items they think may have gone bad. Large amounts of fruits and vegetables never leave the farm, as growers sort out items that don't meet exacting retail specifications. Food is abundant and relatively inexpensive, and trash is cheap. It's almost as though we who have plenty take our food for granted. We are taught to be grateful for the food we get, and yet we let it go to waste. We are taught to feed the hungry, yet we are throwing away perfectly good food. We are taught to protect the earth, our common home, yet we cause harm, often without even thinking about it. Is this any way to express our gratitude? It's almost as though we've forgotten where all of this food comes from. It's almost as though we've forgotten who we are and how we got here. It's almost as though we've forgotten that God is the source of all of our blessings, especially our food. And that's exactly what Moses was trying to warn the Israelites about in our scripture lesson this morning. After wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, learning to rely on God alone for food and water, the Hebrew people are finally about to cross over into the promised land, a land full of wheat and barley, fig trees and pomegranates, where they could eat bread without scarcity, where they would lack for nothing. So Moses warns the people, "Take care that you do not forget the Lord your God. When you sit down at tables laden with food, and when you have so much food you can just throw it away, don't exalt yourself, thinking that all this came from your hand and is yours to do with as you please. Remember that it is God who brought you out of slavery and led you through the barren wilderness, finding fresh water for you to drink, giving you daily bread to eat. Remember that God is the one who brought you to this day, who created you and this wonderful land full of abundance for you to enjoy. Remember and bless the Lord. Thank God for all your blessings." Remembrance is at the root of gratitude. When we remember that the earth and everything in it belongs to God, and that God is the source of our lives and all of our blessings, it's easy to be thankful, to appreciate every little thing and to give thanks to God for it. And the more we appreciate what we have and remember to whom we belong, the more we are inspired to take care of it all and use these gifts wisely. Remembrance is the root of gratitude, which leads to good stewardship of all that we have. Giving thanks leads to living our thanks, by taking care of the gifts we have been given, including the food that we need to survive and thrive. Food waste may seem like a huge problem, bigger than any one of us can do much about, but there are lots of little ways that we can take better care of the food we grow and buy and eat. We can be more conscious of our food choices in the grocery store and buy things that we know we will use. We can ask our grocery stores to start stocking imperfect produce. There are stores in Europe that sell so-called ugly fruits and vegetables to their customers at a reduced rate. Then we can make sure that we actually use the food we buy instead of letting it spoil in the refrigerator or go to waste. We can take home a doggy bag from the restaurant when the portion size is more than we want to eat at that moment. And we can make sure we eat our leftovers instead of tossing them in the trash. When our kids go to summer camp at Holmes, they are taught to be more conscious about food waste. After every meal at camp, the campers put all of their compostable waste in one bucket and all of the other food waste in another bucket. The compostable waste goes straight to the farm at Holmes, where it's used to fertilize the fields and feed the pigs. The non-compostable waste is weighed on a scale in front of all the kids. The campers are challenged at every meal to try to reduce that amount by taking only the food they will actually eat. The goal by the end of the week is to have that bucket as empty as possible. Many of you may have heard that our food pantry is planning to move to a choice model in the new year. Instead of handing our clients prepackaged bags of pre-selected food, this choice arrangement will allow the clients to choose the foods that they are most likely to eat. And it will allow us to order more accurately the kinds of food that our clients can use, both of which will reduce the amount of food waste. There are plenty more ideas for how we all can reduce food waste. Just go to the websites listed on your bulletin insert or come talk to anyone on the Green Team. In many ways, it's just common sense. And it sounds a lot like something our grandmothers used to say. Waste not, want not. If we can stop wasting the food in our home, our communities, our nation, and our world, and if instead we can use it and redirect it to those who are hungry, we will want for nothing. For Christians, Thanksgiving is meant to be much more than a day and a turkey dinner. It's a way of life. It is a daily remembering that we belong to God and that everything we are and have is a gift from God. Thanksgiving is showing our appreciation to God by using wisely the gifts that God has given us and sharing them with others. Writer, scholar, and Nazarene pastor W.T. Purkhizer once said, "Not what we say about our blessings, but how we use them is the true measure of thanksgiving." This Thanksgiving, as we count our blessings, let us remember where they come from. And may we live our gratitude to God by enjoying God's gift of food and making sure that everyone else can too. Amen.